Good evening.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord.
All the time.
God is good. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Well, say this after me. The Word of God is God speaking to me.
The Word of God is God speaking to me.
Say it again.
The Word of God is God speaking to me.
And one more time.
The Word of God is God speaking to me.
Praise the Lord. It is. And so if you brought the Word with you tonight, I'd like you to open up to 1 Corinthians. And we are still talking about the reasons why we know it's God's will for us to be healed. Amen? Are you getting anything?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, it's good. It's all good. It's the Word. In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 2, if you would, I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. And it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power." Praise the Lord. Well, notice this. He connects the preaching of Christ Jesus, the preaching of the crucified Christ, he connects that with the power of God. Amen? That's exactly what he says. He says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And as a result of knowing Jesus Christ and Him crucified, amen, the power of God goes forth. See, there's certain things that you need to know. Say, need to know.
Need to know.
You don't need to know everything. But there's certain things in the Word that you need to know. And one of them is Christ crucified. Why was He crucified? Amen. And when you know that, that gives you the power of God. When we know that Christ was raised from the dead, this is another thing you must know. When you know, not think you know, heard about it a little bit, know. These are things to study for the rest of your life. Yeah. There's a study for all eternity, as a matter of fact, with these subjects. You must know Christ and Christ crucified. And almost everything else in the world doesn't matter. You must know Christ and why He was raised from the dead. And almost everything else in the world doesn't matter. Why? Because those topics, those subjects, those truths, those realities is where the power of God is. Amen? And where do we learn about Christ crucified? In the Word. Where do we learn about Christ being risen from the grave, from the Word. So when you know those things, power, say power,
power,
the power of God is connected to those realities. Amen. See, you can't have faith for your healing unless you know why Christ was crucified. You cannot have faith for your healing unless you know why God raised Him from the dead. It just isn't going to work. What happens is you are relying on someone else's faith, or you're relying on someone else's knowledge. You've got to find these things out for yourself.
Amen.
I know Christ was crucified for me, not for you, for me first. He was crucified for me. If I was the only person ever in the earth, He would have been crucified for me. Praise God. I don't care how I act. I don't care what kind of education I have. I don't care how smart I am, how pretty I am. Christ is crucified for me.
Amen.
For me. And I know that. Nothing can take that away from me.
Amen.
No one can take that away from me.
Amen.
Not even the devil.
Right.
See, that's faith. That's faith. That's what makes great power is when you know. Say, I know.
I know.
Good, I'm glad you do. Turn to 1 Corinthians back up to chapter 1. And let's read verse 18. And it says, 17, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Say, preach the gospel.
Preach the gospel.
"Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Amen? "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved." How many of you are saved? Let me see a hand. There you go. You're not saved? Good. Praise the Lord. "For us that are saved." Notice that? "For us that are saved," or which is saved, "it is" what? "The power of God." See, the power of God is in the Word. It is not outside of the Word. It's in the Word and the Word alone. It's what you know about the Word equals how much power you have. I know a lot of the Word. I have a lot of power. When I pray, it happens. When I speak, it goes forth. It doesn't come back void. Amen? When I say something, praise the Lord, that's the way it's going to be.
Amen.
Why? Because I have a lot of power. And with power comes wisdom. I wouldn't have power unless I knew. I'm talking about ability. I'm talking about authority over the enemy, not people. When I have power, it's because, praise God, I have knowledge. I'm no one special in God's eyes. He'd die for you too if you're the only person in the earth. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not one of his favorites alone. I just say that. But see, I have power. I have authority. I have ability. I have the wisdom of God because of what I know of God. The more word you know, the more power you get. The less word you know, the less power you have. And when you have the word and you have the power of God as a result of it, amen, then the wisdom of God teaches you how to use it.
That's right.
This is why Paul preached, "I don't preach man's wisdom. It's worthless. It's useless. They come with enticing words. They make it sound so religious, but it causes the word of God to be of none effect."
Amen.
You don't need all that stuff. You just need the word. You need to know what the word says. You need to know it for you. Don't rely on someone else's faith. God wants to grow you up.
Amen.
Turn to Romans 1:16. Back up just a little bit. Paul writes here to the Romans, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it," what is? "For it," the gospel of Christ, "is the power of God unto salvation, unto every saving that you need in every part of your life." That's what the word salvation means. Amen? The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is the power of God for everything you need. Every need that you have in God's mind, in God's eyes, is met because he's given you the answer. This is the answer for everything. It's not outside of this. It's not about begging. It's not about being good. It's not about doing right and doing wrong. It's about knowing the Word of God. The gospel, I like that, of Christ. The good news of Christ. What's the good news of Christ? Well, before time, he was with God, he knew God, and he was God. And so before time, right, they decided, let us make man, let us. Make man, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in our image. So we know that way back then, whenever it all started, they were there. They decided in their godly wisdom that Christ was going to come, being born of a virgin. Amen?
Amen.
being born of a virgin, dying on the cross, suffered for the sins of the world, for the sin of the world. Had his back peeled open for your healing.
Amen.
Stripes he took on his back for your healing before he ever went to the cross for your sins. You received your physical bodily healing. He died on the cross. And after 3 days and three nights being in the pit of hell, he arose by the power of God.
Yes.
And when you believe that, amen?
Amen.
When you believe that, there's power.
Amen.
When you say, I don't believe that, there's no power there to save you.
Amen. That's right.
When you don't believe the prosperity message, there's no power there to cause you to be wealthy. When you don't believe the healing message, there's no power there to heal you. It's what you believe and what you say will come to pass. But the gospel, the good news of Christ, it is the power of God unto those, put that up there, unto those who believe, unto those who believe, unto those who believe it. If you don't believe it, you don't have it. You must believe, Jesus said. Simply believe, Jesus said. You're blessed because you believe, Jesus said. Believe what? That Christ came, that Christ died, that Christ arose, and Christ lives. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. Amen. Yes. Glory, 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 glory to God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. He's good. I tell you, if that doesn't motivate you, you're dead. You're dead. I need to lay my hands on you and raise you up. So we're looking at reasons why we know it's God's will for us to be healed. And tonight, we're going to look a little bit at 23, but before we do, yes, once again, I'm going to go back because you need it. Amen?
Amen?
So the last time we looked at number 22, and we know that it's God's will for us to be healed because of the testimonies in the Bible. Remember, we looked at the woman with the issue of blood. We looked at the woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, 12 years. And she said, she kept saying, the Greek says, it's perpetual. The word in that scripture, and she said, actually in the Greek is perpetual. That means it says, she said and kept saying and saying and saying and saying that if I but touch the hem of his garment, I will, say I will.
I will.
I will be made whole. I will be made whole. See, you have to will. God has a part in your healing, but you have a part too. You cannot just sit back and wait for God to heal you. It ain't gonna get her done. It's not gonna happen. It's not going to happen. You need relationship with God. Outside of a miracle, you've got to stop believing him. That's what faith is. And faith pleases God.
Amen.
You've got to do your part. And you've got to stop believing. You've got to start confessing. I will be made whole. I will be made whole. You have to will it in order to receive it. You've got to will it in order to receive it. I will receive.
Amen.
That's how you do it. I will receive my healing.
Amen.
I will be made whole.
Hallelujah.
I am whole.
That's right.
You have your part in this relationship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Come unto me. Come unto me. Does that mean he's going to knock at your door? No, if you know the English language, if you can understand sixth grade English, then you can understand that come unto me means come unto me. Yes. I'm not going to come unto you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will. See, he wills. I will. When? After you come. Yes. After you come. Right. Pride keeps a lot of people out of heaven. Pride keeps a lot of people broke. Pride keeps a lot of relationships sick. Yeah, there's a lot of sick relationships that need to be healed. Amen. This word will heal them. The word will heal them. God is interested in relationships. He made a family. The first thing he did after he created the earth for man is he created a family. He's interested in relationships. We learned about the two blind men that Jesus healed. Amen? We learned about the centurion's servant and how the centurion said, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." See, you have authority as a Christian to speak the word over your body. Why? Because you, the real you, not the one you look at in the mirror, that's not you. The real you is the one you on the inside of the eyes. Behind them. These are just little holes for the real you to look out. Your body is not the real you. That's why you ought to be pampering it so much. Don't be a servant to your body. Don't sit there and allow your body to tell you how you feel and what you're going to eat and when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it. No, you tell your body. Why? Because your body is not the real you. Your spirit man is. Your spirit man is. And we learned that when the centurion said that, Jesus marveled and said, "I have never seen such great faith." No, not in all of Israel. Why did he marvel? Because the man understood by watching Jesus, that all you needed to do is have a word with authority. Say authority. Authority attached. If you can't make your body stop eating Doritos, you are not going to make your body get healed. I just can't have, I've got to have my ice cream. I've got to have my ice cream. You're weak. You're weak. It's not about ice cream. You can have ice cream all you want. But when you start saying, "I've got to have it," and you allow it to be your God at that moment, how much power do you think you're going to have over your body when it starts aching and symptoms of whatever disease starts showing up? No, you're not going to tell it anything in that predicament. You're going to lay down like a dog and be afraid of it. "I just don't know what's going on with my body." You don't need to know. All you know and all you need to know is you have authority over your body. Your body is the house you live in. And that house needs to serve you. It needs to do what you tell it to do so you can go where God tells you to go to preach the gospel. So when you get under that, "I gotta have ice cream. I gotta have this. I gotta do that." You are weak. You need to get in the word and become strong. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's turn to Luke 5. Praise the Lord. I'm preaching. Remember, we learned about pressing in. It says in Luke chapter 5 and verse 1, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, Jesus, to what? Hear the word of God. To hear the word of God. In order to hear the word of God, you have to press. Now, I'm going to teach you a little bit more about pressing. Because we learned that pressing is leaning up against something. But we also learned, I illustrated how when you're in a movie theater and the climax of the movie comes and you look down the row and everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats and their face is poked out, they're pressing. Amen. They're pressing to receive that part of the story. Well, see, a lot of you aren't healed because you're waiting. Yeah. You're waiting for it to happen. You cannot wait. You've got to press and take.
Amen.
Press and take what's yours. You've got to press in to the Word of God. You've got to do more than just come to church Wednesday and Sundays. You've got to become a disciple. Say disciple.
Disciple.
That is a disciplined student of the Word.
Amen.
And every Christian is supposed to be a disciplined student of the Word. That's why we had disciples following Jesus. So you could learn how the shepherd, the pastor shepherd, teaches the flock and how the flock kept asking questions and following the pastor shepherd around for 3.5 years. See, you got to get close to Jesus to get anything. Front row seats are pressing. Back row seats are not. Early comers are pressers. Late comers are not. I know I'm a shepherd. And the shepherd knows her flock. See, pressers get things. Waiters don't. Pressers do. You gotta press. You gotta reach for that tape in your car and put it in, even though you don't want to hear it. You gotta put your knee to the floor, both of them at night, even though you're so tired you just want to crawl into your bed. You gotta get up in the morning and lift your hands to God to press before the day starts running over you. You run over it. You be the authoritative in your life. Amen? I love it when people say, oh, I've just had a rotten day. I don't know if I've ever spoke those words over my life. I wouldn't give somebody the satisfaction. If I did have a rotten day, especially the devil, I wouldn't utter those words and let him hear that he ruined my day. Go to hell, devil. I'm not going to say it. No matter how much trash he brings to me every day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I've had a happy day. I've done that before. I've had a happy day. I'm happy. And even when the devil tries to kill me, takes out my engine in the plane, I've had a happy day. I'm not going to give in to him. I don't want to give him the satisfaction. Well, when you speak your sickness or the sickness that you've claimed is yours, but it's really a package from the devil, you're glorifying the devil. You're glorifying the devil. Don't say it's my disease. Don't say it's my sickness. Don't say that. Get rid of it. This isn't mine, devil, and I'm not taking it. This is not mine. Take it out of here and deliver it on down the road because it's not mine. I'm not taking it. Turn to Luke 17. We've got to be pressers. In Luke, actually, go back to 5. Luke 5 and 17, I'm sorry. Don't be laughing at me, Dick. And it came to pass, I'll take care of him later, on a certain day, as he was teaching, See that? Teaching the word. That there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. You know, big old muckamucks. That when we get around to my knees, start knocking because they're so highly educated. And who are we in their eyes or in their presence? Phooey! They go to the bathroom too. They eat food just like you. Hello, that's how you got to look at people. Don't let people intimidate you. Don't let people talk to you in a condescending manner. And don't even give them the satisfaction of an argument. Just turn around, zip it, and walk off right while they're talking. You don't let people intimidate you. Because you know what's behind that? It's the devil. And you don't need to sit there and listen to the devil's trash. You have a right. Say, I have a right.
I have a right.
To walk away.
To walk away.
Shake the dust. And don't go back.
Amen.
Just don't go back. If people rub you the wrong way, you know, like patting a cat backwards, you know how much they hate that? I used to do that all the time to my mother's kittens. I don't like kitties that much, so I'd pat them backwards to aggravate them. Sorry, all you cat lovers. I love them in the Lord. I'd never hurt them. Talking about when I was a kid, you must forgive me. But I'd pat them backwards. Watch them go, meow. I like the reaction, meow. See, when people do that to you, you've got to remember there's something behind that. And that's the devil trying to attach some sort of string to me. So I'm not going to put up with it. There's all sorts of ways to aggravate the devil. But one of them is just walk off and don't go back. So in Luke 5 and 17, it says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching. What happened as a result of him teaching? Part B of the same verse. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The word of God, when it's preached, when it's taught, is accompanied by power. That's what it says, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors and muckamucks in the room, which were come out of every town of Galilee. It's like cockroaches coming out of the woodwork. And Judea and Jerusalem. And, say and.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. They could have been healed of their attitudes.
Yeah.
But they didn't get healed. You got to learn, when you put a tape in and there's a preacher on there anointed by God, like us,
amen,
don't wait around for anything. Just decide before you put it in, bless God, when I put this in, the anointing's going to fill this car and I'm going to receive what I need today.
Amen.
See, that's what you're supposed to be doing. When you come to church, you just say to yourself, bless God, you know what, I cut my toe. Nail, I was going to say toe blade, like my dad. He used to call his toenails toe blades. Babe, will you get me those clippers in the other room, my toe blades? They're done gone over the side of my shoe. So, you know, every little thing, you come to church, don't just think about, oh, okay, where am I going to sit, or are they going to smile at me tonight, or someone going to make me feel terrible. Someone not going to smile. Someone, you know, whatever. Don't get off into that surface stuff. That's all that stuff put there by the enemy to keep you from coming. What you need to be pressing into is, bless God, I chopped my toe blade off. It's sore and I'm going to get it back.
Yeah.
I need some blessings. And I can't wait till that basket comes around because I'm going to plant seeds. I'm so excited to plant my seeds into the kingdom of God. And I'm going to watch them come back.
Amen.
It's opportunity to sit under the anointed word of God just like them. Is an opportunity. But they missed it. They missed it. They didn't get healed. Not all of those people in that room got healed. But the healing power of God was present to heal them. See, the healing power of God is present when we preach the word from the pulpit. You got to make a decision to take it. Don't wait. Say, I'm not going to wait. See, the devil likes you to wait. He wants you to wait to wear that pretty dress you paid $25 for with your coupon. He wants you to wait to wear that special tie. He wants you to wait to go off with your grandkids somewhere. He wants you to wait before you build on that new part in your house. He wants you to wait to go get a new job. Why wait? You can have it now.
Amen.
Why push everything off and wait and wait? Because he's waiting. And that sly devil wants you to wait. He's waiting because he knows his final weight is going to be pushed, amen, into the pit. He's afraid of his weight. And he wants you to be too. He wants you to push all your blessings off. Well, you know, bless God, I've been going for about a year now, so maybe another 6 months I'll get healed if I just keep hearing the word. You're not going to. You've got to hear and do. Hear and do. Hear and do. Do something. Act. Take it. Reach out. Amen. Don't wait. Why wait to wear that pretty dress? Bless God, put it on tomorrow. My daughter does. Praise the Lord. Every day is special. Why do you have to wait till tomorrow? Tomorrow never comes. Well, you know, I'm going to put these curtains up in about 6 years because I'm going to let these ones wear out. Well, why not take those ones down and stuff them in the closet and put your new ones up? Why do you have to wait for a special occasion to use your pretty china?
That's right.
Just use it.
Amen.
What are you waiting for? You're going to get dead. And then what's going to happen is you're going to look back and say, bless God, Jesus, I could have used that china for my family. Who is more special? Who is more special than anybody else? Break it out, girlfriend. Do it. Polish it up, shine it up, invite your family. Eat off of it. That's why you have it.
Amen.
Well, you've got the word, so you don't have to wait. Just like that china and crystal you have. You've got it, so why not use it? You have the word, why not use it? Amen?
Amen.
Let's stand up.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. God is good. Amen?
Amen.
Well, say this. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And His mercy endureth forever.
And His mercy endureth forever.
Say it again. The Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. One more time. The Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. 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 He's merciful right now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the word. Thank you, Lord, that we are saved. We are sealed. We've been delivered from the enemy. We've been delivered. Don't go back. Don't go back. You're delivered. Amen. Every head bowed. Every eye closed, no one's looking around. If there's anyone in this room that hasn't been delivered from the enemy, that has never said yes to Jesus, has never been saved, and you know it. You know you heard the word tonight. You know what was preached was right. And you know you want change. You want a new life. You want a life with God because it's eternal. And it can never be taken away. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, no one's looking around, it's just me. I admonish you right now, it'll be between me and you. Raise your hand. Raise your hand up and I'll pray with you after the service. Jesus said today is the day of salvation. Today, right now. Sometimes we don't get another chance. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. If that's you and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I'm begging you to raise your hand. And I'll pray with you. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you we could come to you anytime. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. We give you the praise and the glory. Amen. Amen. Let's sing. Hallelujah.
I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse. Since Jesus has set me free, the sickness I feel for poverty will. Since Jesus has ransomed me, I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse. Since Jesus has set me free, the sickness I feel for poverty will. Since Jesus has ransomed me. Has ransomed. You are dismissed. We'll see you Sunday, and some of you will see Friday.